Okay, we're starting three lines from the bottom of Samach Tet Amud Bet. We're going to have a slew of questions that Rabbi is going to ask about different situations. Okay, a long slew of questions. Then there's going to be a possible answer, which they're going to reject. But the answer seems to only really relate to the last question of Rabbi. And otherwise, these just seem to be merely an exercise in thinking about it, but no real answers are going to come.
Before you start, yeah. Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Because reflecting on what we did yesterday, we were talking only about one person, one male figure, either confirming or canceling the daughter, the Nara's neder. But when did we move over from when it was a shared responsibility and we were trying to figure, when
it's an arusa, then it's the joint responsibility of the father and the
right
and the arus.
So then everything we were talking about yesterday, especially at the end where we were talking about that I want to cancel and I want to confirm all at the same time,
that wasn't about an arusa.
You're talking about Shabbos's death?
Shabbos's death started off as being an arusa, but I think it went back to
everything we were talking about a single.
Right, stop.
Right, they were talking in general about kiyum haneder. Right, yesh shelah b'hakem or ain shelah b'hakem. In other words, it was just referring to the concept. And you're right; they're ping ponging a little back and forth between the concept of kiyum haneder and yes,
you know, only a key.
Right, they're not talking about with the father right now.
That's a whole.
Right, no, they're not talking about partial now. They've moved on to just what it is to do kiyum haneder, and they're not referring right now to two people. Right.
Okay.
They moved off of that. It's his questions right now that we're in the middle of, really, are all sorts of questions relating to kiyum and hafara. Okay? So, whereas it relates to one person, we're going to start with the next Mishnah, and I'm going to lift back to the father and the husband together, or the fiancé together. Okay, so by Rabbah. Kiyem l'chi hayom mahu. If he says your neder is mekuyam hayom, so again, this is only one person, right? Either the father or the husband, doesn't matter who, you know, depending on whose responsibility at that point. Mi amrinan keman da amrlah mufer l'chi l'machar, o dilma halo amrlah. Do we say that since he said it's mekuyam hayom, what did he mean? Just for today, but meaning that he was mefer for tomorrow. Now, what's the issue, right? He can only do it on the day he hears. But what if on the day he hears, he says, I want the neder to be good today, but not tomorrow. So can he talk about tomorrow today? There's two questions. Number one, he didn't actually say, in other words, there's all sorts of options here. What the Gemara seems to be focusing on is the fact that he didn't say the words, it's mufar. So therefore, it does not work. But it seems to imply that if he said, Mekuyam hayom and mufar lemachar, it would be canceled. Even though machar is already
canceled, one, but for tomorrow would hold.
It would be mekuyam for today, but it would be canceled as of tomorrow. Okay, which seems to imply, which we're going to see. The Gemara is going to question this assumption later, which is once you mekayem the neder, are you allowed to cancel it at all? Okay, but this seems to imply two things. Number one, if you said it's mekuyam and then it will be canceled, that would be okay. And as it would be canceled, that would work. And it also seems to imply that if you're talking about something tomorrow, even though you're only allowed to deal with it on the day of, but if you deal with it on the day of and talk about the day after, that also could work. Okay? Even though, right?
Why is that different from mekuyam? What we learned also earlier, that if they question if they say mekuyam twice, so then... Wait, what was it? Did only the first one hold?
Only the first one holds, and then the question was,
if that one gets canceled,
what happens to the other one? Right, shnia halala.
Which is the concept
it would
seen
still
before.
Be, right, we did see that concept before, yes, we saw it before. And so, no, but it would, the shnia halala, it's still there. Right, it is still there, but that's different because that's the same thing as opposed to here, it's something different.
And does it matter whether it's tomorrow or next week?
Right, so that's also the question. So tomorrow and next week, 6 months, doesn't make a difference. Tomorrow and today might make a difference.
Right.
In other words, because maybe you're only allowed to deal with it today and talking about today. Whatever you say for today, but if you said maybe sha'achat, maybe it would be different.
Right.
Okay? So we're going to see all this. In Tim Tzalomar, halo amarla. if you're going to say, look, he never said it was Mufar, so obviously it's Mikuyam in that case. Because, right, remember, he just said, it's Mikuyam today. He didn't say a word about tomorrow. So certainly, you know, if you're going to say that, that wouldn't work, okay, that basically the Kiyum works and there is no Hafara in this case, what about the following case? Amar la, Mufar lechila machar mahu. What if you don't say anything about today, and you just say the neder is mufar tomorrow? So mahu, mi amrinan lemachar lo matze mefer, dahakime lenidre hayom. Do you say that tomorrow you can't cancel it for tomorrow because you've already been mekayim it for today? And once it's mekuyam. O dilma kevandelo amrla kiem lechi hayom. Kevandelo amrla. Period. Okay. Since you didn't say it, right? Or do we say you never said it was Mikuyam today? So while you implied that it's Mikuyam today because you said it's Mufar Lamachar, but you never said the words, those words, and this actually implies the opposite of what we said before. That if he says it's Mikuyam today and Mufar Lamachar, the Kiyum would preclude you from being able to Mufatel it tomorrow, from Mefer tomorrow. Okay, whereas the conclusion we came to at the end of the first question was the opposite. Because the whole thing was, since you didn't say Mufar, it doesn't work. But if you were to have said Kayam Hayom v'mufar Mufar Machar, then the Hafara would work to cancel out the Kiyum. And here we're implying Dafka the opposite. So it's weird because Rabba's making different, you know, Rabba's making assumptions in each case that contradict each other. Okay, what if you said Kiyem Lechi Hayom? Ki ka amar la mufar lechi lamachar. One second. Am I reading this right? One second. Kevanta lo amar la kim lechayom. Oh, sorry. I didn't read the whole thing right. Okay. It was still part of the Odilma. Or do we say like this? Kevanta lo amar la kim lechi hayom. Since he didn't say it's mekuyam to you today. Ki ka amar la mufar lechi lamachar, when he said it will be mufar for you for tomorrow, mehayom kamar, we assume that really the hafara applied immediately. Okay, even though he said tomorrow. Okay. Ve'im timtzalomar afilu hachi, kevan ki mo hayom lemachar, kevan ki mo hayom lemachar keman de'ite dame. And if you want to say, even so, since you're mekayim the neder today, okay, then the next day, it's as if it exists. So what if you say, in other words, what's the issue here? This is what we said before. You asked how many days. Or since you were mekayim it for a whole day, then that already precludes you from doing hafara. Okay, that's again, according to this assumption that we just said, which is that once it's mekuyam, it can't be mufar. But that would be a kiyum for a day. Because remember, this is all about biyom shamo, on the day he hears. So there's a concept of a day. So if you've been mekayim the neder for a day, okay, then, so then keman de'ite dami, meaning it exists, and therefore it can't, you can't do hafara at this point. But what if you say kiyem l'chi sha'a mahu? What if you said it's mekuyam for an hour, which seems to imply that after an hour it won't be? Mi amrinan keman de'amrla mufar l'chi l'achar sha'a dami? Is it as if he said, again, remember, he didn't say the words, Mufar l'acharsha, but it's as if he said it, and therefore the hafara would take hold. O dilma halo amrla, or maybe he didn't say it, and therefore it doesn't work. Again, this implies that if he were to say it, clearly it would be canceled, because a kiyum of a sha'a is not enough to allow for hafara not to take hold.
And then, right.
But that's only according to at least the second option here, if he said the words, mufar lach la'achar sha'a. But if he didn't say the words, mufar lach la'achar sha'a, then we have a question. In timtzalomar halo amrala, and if you want to say, but he didn't say mufar lach, so therefore it's not, Mihu amrla mai. But now, what if he actually did say it? And now they're going to ask the question. Okay, so if he said, Kiyem lach l'sha'a, and mufar l'chi l'achar sha'a, would we say that the hafara works in this case? Mi amrinan kevan de kimo kimo, that since he already established it, even just for an hour, that's enough. O dilma kevan de kule yoma bar hakama u bar hafarahu, since the whole first day is a day where he can be mekayim the neder or he can be mefer the neder. So since it's still within the context of that one day, ki amar mufer lechila achar sha'a mehane. Maybe if he says, and he actually says the words, it will be mufar after an hour, then maybe you would think that that would work. Okay, so now we're going to have a question. We're going to have a possible answer for this question. Okay, so now just to repeat this last question. If he is to say, mufar lach l'sha'a, mekuyam lach l'sha'a, and then it will be mufar l'achar sha'a, would we say that since he's still within the context of that day that he's allowed to cancel the neder, that that would work, and the hafara could cancel out the kiyum. Even though the implicit assumption is that most likely, if you said kiyem, even though we didn't exactly answer this question, that if you said kiyem liyom and mufar lach lemachar, then at least according to a bunch of the assumptions he made here, it would be, we would say you can't be mekayim the you can't be made for the neder anymore because you're mekayim it for the day.
Does this fall into the category of what we discussed in the prior daf of annulment of something that's already kayam?
Yes, yes. So it's connected to that. So right, that's the question. But the issue is that there we're talking about like sheila. So sheila is different than hafara. So and here the question is, once the day passes, you clearly can't be made for the neder anymore. But here, all your statements are made on the day right. of. And then it's a little different than the she'ela, though, because she'ela can undo any good neder. Right?
But we had cases
right, but there was
where
a question.
Said,
can you... Right, so then there was a question. And it's, okay, so there's neder,
right.
and then there's kiyum ha-neder.
Right.
So can she'ela... That was the whole question. Neder. Can she'ela work on kiyum ha-neder?
Right.
So you're right, it's similar, because... How do we view this kiyum haneder? How significant
Wait,
is
but
it?
But does a man have a man doesn't have kiyum haneder?
No,
neder is
no,
kiyum haneder.
Exactly, right. In, it's only a man on the woman
on
who
a
can do kiyum haneder, right? So we're going to see today that for the husband he can do it even on a nara on a bogeret. It's just the father that can only do it with the nara, and the husband can do it even on a, the husband can do it on his wife all the time, no matter what age she is. Right. So we'll get to that very, very shortly. So now we want to answer this question. Kiyem l'sha'a, mufalach l'achar sha'a, what's the situation? So we're going to bring a case of nizirut. We've seen before that nizirut is like a neder. Taking on a nizirut is like a neder. We saw that in the very first Mishnah of the Masechet. Tashma, hareini nizira. Okay? She says, I'm a nizira. Vishama ba'ala va'amar ve'ani. Okay, right? You say, I'm going on a diet. Your husband says, me too, right? Okay, I'm right after you. I'm going to be a nizir. I was trying to think of some example that would be relevant, right? So she says, I'm going to be a nizira. And he says, I'm right there with you. Okay, now, da'amar, amar ba'ani, ein yachol lahafer. Okay, since basically what happened, when he said va'ani, he said, I'm mekayim your neder, and I'm going to take my own, right? Because he's basically, or I'm mekayim your nizirut, right? So he's showing that he's mekayim what she's doing. Otherwise, he would have had some reaction. You can't do it, but I'm going to do it, right? That would have been a better reaction if he wanted to be mefer. So that's considered kiyum. So now the Gemara wants to learn from here. Va'amai. Neima ve'ani da'amar. Da'amar hu al sorry. Va'amai neima ve'ani. Okay, why don't you say that the words ve'ani de'amar, de'amar hu, al nafshe, de'have nazir. Aval hareini nizira di'la, de'sha'achat kaima, la'achar sha'a, ibai lefer. Amai en yachol lahafer. Why don't you say that he, basically she said I'm a nizira, and he said, and me too, but then he's basically saying, I'll allow you to be a nizira for sha'achat, so that I can say, and me too. And then as soon as the sha'acha passes, right, can't he just say that I don't want you to be, right? Da'amar hu al nafshe, sorry, da'avi nazir, right? He's saying it on himself. And then, aval hareini nizira dila, de sha'achat kaima, that he wanted to be mekayimah just for a moment, so that he could say, and me. But la'achar sha'ah, ibai lefer, amai ein yachol lafer. But after that passes, and he basically attached onto hers, right, why don't we allow him to be made for the neder? So what's the obvious assumption? Lav mishum de kevan de kimo kimo. Isn't it because once he was mekayim her nizirut, he can no longer annul it. And therefore, they want to say it's the same thing by neder. That once he says, even sha'achat, right, then why can't he cancel it after, right? Then he can't cancel it. Once it's mekuyam, it's mekuyam. So now the Gemara says, lo. Kasavar, kol ve'ani, anytime someone says ve'ani, that's not the same as kiyum haneder. Okay? Why? Kiyum haneder, right? He could say it's mekuyam l'sha'. That's one thing. But if he says ve'ani, you can't say that he meant I'm being mekayim your nizirut for a sha'a. Because kemanda amar, kiyem l'chi l'olam dame. Okay, when you say, oh, that's so great you're doing that, I'm going to do it with you, that means you're fully into what she's doing and you mean to be mekayim et la'olam. That's not, because you said the word ve'ani, that's a unique kind of amira, of statement, and therefore that cannot be mufar, because clearly you didn't mean l'sha'achat. But if you said the words, I'm mekayim your neder sha'achat, now again, the answer is, it could possibly be, right? We don't know the answer. It could possibly be that you can be mayfair la'achar sha'ah. Okay, but we don't really know what the answer is. So in the end, they tried to bring this case from Nizirut, but because of the Lashon Ba'ani, they said, it's not clear if they think 100% that's the case, but what they're saying is, it could be that the guy who authored this, right, when you see the words kasavar, it means that the person who authored this, I don't remember if it's a Mishnah or a Braita, mm-hmm. but this Tana'itic source, clear, you know, they're saying he must have held that the word Va'ani has a unique standing. It doesn't mean that someone might disagree with him. It doesn't mean there's other possibilities, but it certainly doesn't answer our question because we can't learn anything conclusive from it. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we're back to, so this was, like I said, a whole bunch of questions about how Kiyum and Hafara work within that first day. Does it have to be your statement is about the first day only, right? Can you make a statement where it's Mekuyam for today, but Mufar Lemachar? What if you didn't actually make the statement, but you implied, you said it was Mekuyam today, but you didn't say anything about tomorrow, or you said it's Mufar tomorrow, but you didn't say anything about today? So that's all the questions that Rabbi debated, but he didn't really come up with answers. It's interesting, I read that the Rambam, I think, or there's somewhere where they passed in Dafka, like the first, there's like a concept that when you have an Imtim Tzilomar, that the first option is the option that we poskim like. Okay, so one of the poskim went according to that approach. Not everybody did, but I thought it was an interesting point to, you know, in terms of how do you poskim when you have these open-ended questions. So that was one approach, to kind of go with the first option. Because if you give the first, right, that seems to be the one you're most convinced of, right? Is it this or is it, oh, maybe that? Okay. New Mishnah. This we read already. Meta'av, if the father dies, and while she's engaged, we're obviously, now we're back to the engaged woman, which was the first Mishnah, so now we're just continuing along that, even though Nomi was right, that we kind of stopped with that and we talked about just general hafara. What if the father dies while they're engaged? So lo nitrokna reshut labal. The husband doesn't now have all the control over her nedarim. In fact, he can't do anything right now because he lost his other part of who can do it with him, and he can only be made for her nedarim with the father. Met ha'ba'al, nitrokna reshut la'av. But if the husband dies, then she goes back entirely to her father's reshut, and therefore the father gets the husband's half, and he can now cancel the neder. B'zeh yafeh koach ha'av mikoach ha'ba'al. Okay, and in this way, the koach of the father is stronger mikoach ha'ba'al. B'davar acher, and this is what I referred to before, yafeh koach ha'ba'al mikoach ha'av. Since we're talking about cases, right, this obviously doesn't relate 100% to the case, but they're saying, since we're talking about things that Rishut Ha'av is stronger, now we're going to mention something where Rishut Ha'baal is stronger. And what's that? Sha'baal mefer bebeger, v'ha'av eno mefer bebeger. The father can't cancel the nedarim of a bogeret, of someone who's 12 months plus two sarot plus 6 months.
12 years.
What? 12 years, sorry. That's what I meant, 12 years. Plus sarot plus 6 months. And the husband can be mefer those nedarim. He always has rights to mefer her nedarim, no matter what her age is. So now they want to know, my taima, okay, what's the reason why, now we're back to the first case, of meta ba'al nitrokna reshut la'av, damar kra bineureha bet aviha. That was that, right, the first loop, sukim, that when she's a na'ara in bet aviha, meta ba'al nitrokna reshut la'av minalan, Oh, sorry. So this is...
Meta of.
Right. My Taima is... What's the reason for...
Why doesn't it try to transfer to the Arus or to the Baal?
Right, right. Why doesn't it go to the Baal when the father dies? Because she's still considered Beit Aviha. Right, because she's been Urea Beit Aviha, right? The Baal, Kamala Av, right. Okay. And now we're going to get to the other one. Meit HaBaal Nitruk Na Rishut La'av. So why does the father get the husband's rights? Minalan. Amaraba damar kra v'im hayotiyeh le'ish unidareha aleha. Remember, if she goes and marries someone, right, which we didn't know, marriage, engagement, remember? Usually havayah's engagement, and her nidarim are aleha. Makish kodmei havayah shnia lekodmei havayah rishona. This was that, the diuk in the words, hayotiyeh. If you remember, this was the other case. It's like the other rabba, what does he do with this pasuk? Because Rabbah made the statement there earlier, and then this was a different statement Rabbah made. Rabbah, by the way, appears on all these dapim, if you noticed, right? He was very involved. It's a good question why, I don't know, but it's noticeable. So what does he say? The words hayotihiyeh seems to imply some sort of duplicity. So what's the duplicity here? There's a woman who gets engaged twice. Why would she get engaged twice? Because her husband dies while she's engaged. So... Mekish kodmei havaya shniya lekodmei havaya rishona. Ma kodmei havaya rishona av mefer lechude. Av kodmei havaya shniya av mefer lechude. Okay, since before her first engagement, the father had full rights. Therefore, if the husband were to die while she was engaged and she goes back to her father's house, and then she's now in the stage of before, right? This is, you know, a woman who's single is always potentially before her next engagement, right? That's the way they're looking at her. So once... the husband's not in the picture, the fiancé dies, and then she goes back to her father's house. Kol od she's not yet engaged, the father has full rights. And that's before, right? It's like the kodmei havayashnia, before the second time she gets engaged. It's like the first time. Remember, this is different from if she gets married. Once she's already married, she never goes back to the father's house entirely. And then the father can't be made for her nederim. But if she hasn't yet gotten married, and she's only been engaged, then she goes back to the... to the father. Okay. Ema hanemile benidarim shelo nir'u la'arus. Ava benidarim shenir'u la'arus lo matze mefer av. So now they say, but maybe that would only be any neder that the arus never saw. But if he already saw the neder, which means possibly that he could have been mekayim the neder, right? Then maybe those kind of nedarim that the arus actually saw, you can't totally remove that from the arus. So if he's now dead, the father maybe can't get rights to it. So now they say, Ibn Nidarim Shalom Nirula Arus, Bin Ureha Beit Avia Nafka. As the Nidarim that the arus never, if it was talking about Nidarim that the arus never saw, then you would already learn that from Bin Ureha Beit Avia. You wouldn't need a special pasuk to teach you that. So if you're already having a pasuk to include more things, then you're going to say it's even things that are Nirula Arus. Okay, now we're going to get to Bezei Yafei Koch Ha'av Mikoch Ha'Baal. Right, the Nitrokna Reshut La'Av, right? That once the husband dies, it's going to all go back, the fiancé dies, it's going to go back to the father. So now they want to know, Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema Shekidsha Keshihina Ara Ubagra. If it's the case that she was engaged when she was an Ara, and then before the wedding, she became a Bogeret, Michte mita motzia. One second. The bet is right. Mita motzia mi reshut av ubagrut motzia mi reshut av. Ma mita. In other words, since mita is motzia mi reshut av ubogeret motzia mi reshut av. Ma mita lo nitrokna reshut labal. Af bagrut lo nitrokna reshut labal. Right. This is actually one second. This is talking about, I think we're talking about the second case here. One second, not the case of, I think it just quotes that, but it's really talking about the second case about we're talking about, right, it just quotes the beginning part of the Mishnah, but what it's really talking about is the case where the Arus can be Mayfair, the Nidarim, once she's a Bogeret. So now they want to know, in which case can the Arus be Mayfair, the Nidarim of a Bogeret? Okay, so let's start again. if he's Mekadesh Ota when she's a Nara, and then she becomes a Bogeret, and that's the case where he can be made for her Nadarim when she's a Bogeret, Michte Mita Motzia Mirishut Av, Ubagrut Motzia Mirishut Av, Ma Mita Lo Nitrokna Rishut Labal, Af Bagrut Lo Nitrokna Rishut Labal. So now they're saying, if she's, one second, if, right, what takes her away from her father, right? Her father having Rashut. So number one, there's Mita. Once he's dead, so he no longer has Rashut. Right, he obviously he's dead, so he can't have Rashut over her. And Bagrut also takes away from Rashut of the father on her. So if, what happens in Mita? Remember, the father, if the father dies, it doesn't go, right? It doesn't transfer to the... So, ma mita of the father, lo nitrokna reshut labal. And since we compared, right, the two ways the father can't have rights to cancel nedarim are number one, mita, number two, bagrut. But just in the mita, so now we're going to compare mita and bagrut. In the case where he dies, it doesn't transfer to the husband. So, therefore, af bagrut, lo nitrokna reshut labal. If she gets engaged and she's a nara, so at that moment, the father has rights to her nedarim, and so does the husband. Within that time period, remember, it was usually a 12-month time period. Within that time period, well, if she was a nara, she's going to become a bogeret. At that point, since mita, motziah, and bogrut motziah must be the same. So since mita of the father doesn't allow the husband to have full rights, also bogrut wouldn't allow the husband to have full rights. And therefore, when it says that the arus has rights to the woman who's a bogeret to cancel her nedarim exclusively, right? It's not in the case where she started out an Ara when they were engaged. Because then, lo nitrokna reshut labal, just like mita would not. Okay? Since the father originally had rights, so he wouldn't have rights either. Ela, it must be, shekidsha kashihi bogeret. It must be, right? Then it would be obvious, right? What's the case that's left? If he's mekadesh ota, when she's already a bogeret. And that's the case where he has rights and the father doesn't. But that's also a problem. Why? Hatanina chadazimna. We already learned this. Where do we learn this? Habogeret sheshata yud bet chodesh. Okay, this is in, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah here. It's a Mishnah. We learned this also in Ketubot. But it's a Mishnah in the end of Nedarim. A bogeret sheshata yud bet chodesh. What is the whole Mishnah is that? Right. So we can look at Ayin Gimel. Okay. So bogeret sheshata yud bet chodesh va'almana 30 yom. Rabbi Elazar omer ho'ilu ba'ala chaya b'mezonoteha yafer. V'chachamim omrim ein ha'ba'al mefer ad shetikanes l'reshuto. Okay, so if she waited 12 months, then there's a machlok at Rabbi Elazar Chachamim about whether, right? Remember, we learned this in Ketubot, that mm-hmm. once the 12 months passes and he doesn't yet marry her, that was the whole thing. The Kiddushin to Nisuin is usually 12 months. Once 12 months passes, from that moment, the clock starts ticking. That was the whole thing about the first mission in Ketubot. Why she's Vitulani Seit Liyom Revi'i? Because if the date falls on Sunday, then the clock doesn't start ticking on Sunday. They have 12 months starting from the Wednesday of that, okay? So then the clock starts ticking. And Chachamim say, he can't be mefer ad shetikanes l'reshuto. In other words, once those 12 months passes, right, he can't be mefer by himself, that he doesn't have full rights to hafara after the 12 months pass. So what do you see from here? That if kishak she bogeret, right? So according to Rabbi Elazar, one second, you would have. Right, that's a we. You'd have to say like this: the Rabbi Elazar says, since that he's chayav in her mizonot, right? Once the 12 months are up, he immediately has to start paying her mizonot, and according to that, it would also be that he would also start paying her, start being able to be made for the Nedarim Levad. It's basically as if they're married, according to him. So according to that, they've already taught that. If she's a Bogeret, right, then she's Bogeret, so he has full rights. So therefore, what do they say? Oh, right. The truth is, I think I jumped a little. They don't exactly explain it all yet, but we're going to see. So now, what do they say? Hagufakasha. So it's going to be, before you ask your question, maybe you're going to ask the question. They're basically going to say there's a problem here with this Mishnah. Okay? Hagufakasha. Amar tabogeret shashata shneimasar chodesh. Bebogeret lamali shneimasar chodesh. Bogeret belamid yom sagila. So first of all, if she... This Mishnah doesn't exactly say that she started out as a bogeret when they got engaged, right? And they're saying a bogeret is enough for her to have shloshim yom, okay? There was a difference between, in Ketubot it came up, there was a difference between a nara and a bogeret in terms of the preparation. The nara needed a whole year to get ready, but once she's a bogeret, it's like the case of, like it says about the almanah there. Once she's a bogeret, she doesn't need 12 months.
So because if she's already prepared.
Right.
The assumption she's already
prepared. Right. The assumption she's already prepared. And, right, so sometimes you see people who get married, engaged when they're older, have shorter engagements. Maybe you could say there's something to that, right? So it's hard to compare, though, to the age of 12.
Right.
Right. 11. Right. Exactly.
Except that if 80% of your friends are married by the time you're 12 and
right,
a half,
then it's actually,
then you're
right. It's very hard for us to understand the whole reality of getting married at that age. But therefore, what are they saying? So bogeret, lama lishnei masar chodesh. So if this Mishnah is talking about a bogeret, that she was a bogeret when she got engaged, then she wouldn't need the shnei masar chodesh. Bogeret belamid yom sagila. So what do they say? Tane bebogeret vishashata shnei masar chodesh. As the Mishnah was talking about either a bogeret or she waited the 12 months. Okay? And then her husband has full rights. So it's saying... The husband, if she's a bogeret, then she husband has full rights to be made for according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? He can, again, you have to remember, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say anything about Hafarat Nedarim. What did he say? He's chayav b'mezonotah.
Right.
So if she's a bogeret, then basically after 30 days, he's chayav b'mezonotah and can be made for her Nedarim. And if she's shatayu bechodesh, then also he'd be allowed to. So then they say, mikomakom kashya. But still, right, so in the end, what do you see from here? That the arus can be made for the nidre bogeret when, as soon as it came time for him to marry her, right? After that 1 month passed, he already has full rights, even though he's only engaged to her, right? He has full rights to her nidarim, and the father doesn't have any rights. So, why did they need to tell us this in this Mishnah if it already said it there? Now they're going to have a very simple answer, two answers. Ibait ema, hachadafka. Really, here is the main case. Ubogeret katane hata mishum debai ifluge. It's there they wanted to show us the machloka Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, and therefore they brought it up. In other words, you have to remember that Mishnah, you can't say it was unnecessary. In other words, if you say our Mishnah was necessary to teach the halacha, the other Mishnah, it wasn't really necessary. But why did they bring it? Because they wanted to show the other opinion of Chachamim who disagreed with it. That's one way of looking at it. Or ibait ema bogeret afka. Really, there's the main place. But since our Mishnah, you know, that's really its main location, right? You always have to say, when the Mishnah repeats something twice, why does it repeat it? So either you say, this is the main location, and that was repeated just because we needed the machloket there. Or you say the opposite, that that's the main place. And why did our Mishnah say? Because what did our Mishnah say? What's the structure of our Mishnah? That was the main case of our Mishnah, right? And then, since it was saying that, it now wanted to show you the flip and say, oh, but there is one thing where koch habal is stronger than koch av, and that's bebeger. Even though we know this from the other Mishnah that we're going to see in a few days, but, you know, we're going to say it here because it fits in with the context, and we want to have, you know, the structure of... But by the way, we've seen this before, right? Zechomer nedarim b'shvuot, b'zechomer shvuot b'nedarim. Right? They like doing that, where they show this has one strength and that has a different strength. Okay, that's it for today.